Hey there, and welcome to episode 192 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we are continuing our countdown to episode 200 by linking up Noah Webster to the 1956 Australian Summer Water Polo Olympic match. Noah Webster, one of my personal heroes, was featured way back in episode 95. Now, among other books, he published the first part of the Grammatical Institute of the English Language. Now, the book actually underwent 380 different revisions over the next few decades. The name was ridiculously long, so most people just called it the Blueback Speller because of the shade of blue used on the binding of the book. The publication of the Speller led to the creation of the Spelling Bee in the late 1700s. In the United States today, the most famous Spelling Bee competition is the Scripps National Spelling Bee. And actually, people from any country can enter the Scripps National Spelling Bee as long as they've been a regional winner. Canada actually always sends a delegation. Interesting little fact about that. The Scripps Company dates back to the 1870s as a supplier of newspaper stories, much like the Associated Press does nowadays. Now, the company has diverged from its original purpose and today owns newspaper and television stations, such as the Food Network. The Food Network released a game for the Nintendo Wii in 2009 called Cook or Be Cooked, developed by the company Namco. Namco also developed games like Pac-Man during the Golden Age of arcade games. Another incredibly famous game from the Golden Age is the classic Tetris, the first video game ever to be exported from the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union was, of course, the antagonist in the famous Blood in the Water match, that water polo match that took place during the 1956 Summer Olympics in Australia. Thanks for tuning in to episode 192 of the Daily Brainwave. Comments and suggestions are very welcome. You can send them to me at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Make sure you tune in tomorrow when we link up zombies to Mahatma Gandhi.